This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Portsmouth Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, I have to admit, this is one of my favourite fan shows. No, not just because I'm biased and because it's 8 wins on the bounce, but because I enjoy you having your say so much and delighted always to be joined by not only one guest, but two. And our very first special guest, it is Jake Smith. Jake, our resident Pompey fan who always gives us live match action from the game. Jake, there's no game tonight. Are you at a loss? You know, what are you doing with yourself?
I'm gutted. It's Tuesday evening without a match. I think you've nailed it on the head. I'm lost without this.
Yeah, we're lost without hearing you with 5 minutes to go, summing up the match. And at the minute, Pompey leading it and not trying to hold on, but just nicely seeing the game out. Well, this is your chance to have your say as well at home. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Put your questions to Jake tonight and have your say on Pompey. Although at the minute, Jake, 8 wins on the bounce. I mean, there's not going to be too many questions asked, are they? I mean, life is very, very rosy at the minute.
Oh, I'll tell you what, this is a fantastic time to be a Pompey fan. Reading over the social media comments over the weekend, 8 wins in a row in all competitions, through to the fifth round of the FA Cup. Arsenal at home, you can't really get much better than that. EFL Trophy semi-finals. It is just a fantastic time to be supporting the club at the moment. So much momentum, so much confidence, so much really fan unity around the stadium as well. It's just brilliant.
Yeah, Jake, we can talk at length about that. I know you certainly can. I mean, we're talking about a team that are unbeaten at home, a team that are in the semi-final of the EFL Trophy, a team that are in the fifth round of the FA Cup playing Arsenal. I mean, it doesn't get much better, but Jake, if we were to maybe talk and go back 2 months when it wasn't going so well, it's a complete contrast, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. And it just goes to show how football is this crazy game that we all love and we all know so well. You know, we were looking at back of December where, you know, we were sitting in 12th place and, you know, so many points off the playoffs and playing these matches with so little confidence and so little belief that we'd be able to turn this around. But Kenny Jackett, and you've got to give credit to the board as well for giving the manager the patience and the confidence and the backing as well to see out the season. And he's completely turned it around. You look at the January transfer window, Steve Seddon, Cameron McGee and Rick Fairchild, of course. But you look at previous winter markets and we've had poor shovings. This season, we've gone out there, we've got our business done early, we've got it done quick, and we've got it done well as well. And I bang the drum every single week, but Steve Seddon and Cameron McGee, they're playing vital parts to our promotion push. And 8 wins in a row, 9 unbeaten in all competitions. It is fantastic. And it's the atmosphere and it's the feeling around the club with the fans and, you know, and behind the scenes with the staff and the boardroom and whatever. It's just everything about it is so positive.
Yeah,
and that is what builds a promotion winning team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're talking about Cameron McGeehan, who just obviously unbelievable what he's doing since joining, you know, really hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. On that game on the weekend, though, beating Sunderland, a team that, you know, chasing the playoffs as well, in and around you, a big statement win. I know in different form of late under Phil Parkinson, but still a huge, huge club in League One. And what a game it was. Just another clean sheet. Christian Burgess, in what was his 200th game for the club, scoring, you know, and he scored against Barnsley. He's making a little bit of a habit of this, isn't he, Jake?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, you refer to the Sunderland game as a statement win. It was a massive match and a massive opportunity to really, for Pompey to put themselves on the market and really show the division what we are capable of. Christian Burgess, you mentioned there, his 200th appearance for the club. He scored 3 goals in his last 5 appearances. And that goes to show how vital he is to us, not only as a defender, but, you know, as a team player, as a goal scorer now. We are relying on other team members within the team, not just John Marquis and our strikers, but just as a unit to get these results. And that game at the weekend, you know, I think you can ask any Pompey fans that they would have taken a point from that game. but a win is just a massive statement to the rest of the league. You know, they were on a fantastic run of form themselves, Sunderland. 9 games unbeaten, 4 clean sheets in a row. And a draw against them at home would have been a fantastic result. But a win, a comfortable win of that as well, a great performance. It was almost as if a Pompey fan had written that script. Christian Burr's just a score on its 200th appearance. A clean sheet for Alex Baspe, young goalkeeper and goal, and an 8th consecutive win for the Blues. It was almost a shock. No one was expecting that at all, but what a fantastic day it was.
Yeah, it's like a roll call of honour, Jake. We're talking about 200 appearances, a clean sheet. I'm always going, this is unbelievable. You just keep reeling them off. The stats for Pompey at the minute are quite incredible, and long may it continue. We're certainly enjoying it so far. I want to talk about a little bit of Pompey's play at the minute. Jake, you're across it. I even saw Fred on your timeline, all of the games in the stadiums you've been at. Quite impressive, let me tell you. But from the way Pompey are scoring goals in a minute, I feel like they're very dangerous. Please correct me if I'm wrong. When they're getting balls into the box from those wide angles, crosses into the box, and dangerous at set pieces also.
Yeah, and that's something quite strange, actually, as a Pompey fan, seeing throughout the season, at the start of the campaign, set pieces was a real weakness for our team. Not only kind of, playing them, but also defending them as well. We couldn't defend for toffee, but also we couldn't score from corner kicks. We couldn't score from free kicks. But since the arrival of Steve Seddon, it's not only his impact, but you look at the Lincoln game, Ronan Curtis, he was the provider for really, obviously the free kick that he scored and the penalty that we eventually scored, but the game at the weekend, he put him across for the goal, he put in the free kick for the goal. The confidence and momentum and the skill and the ability that not only Steve Seddon has brought to the team, but Kenny Jackett seems to have implemented this new style of football at the club. It's always a shock that we have turned it around as well as we have, but at the same time, you've got to give credit to the manager for the way that he has changed things. He's changed the tactics. He's changed slightly the formation. He's changed the team and the feel within the dressing room, certain players being introduced, certain players being left out of the team. It's almost as if he's seen the start of the campaign as almost a kick up the bum and using the second half of the season to really propel ourselves forward. It's just a monumental shift of how we saw the start of the season to how we're ending it. And I couldn't have called this. Pompey scoring from set pieces. I think Steve Seddon, we mentioned it as a stat on Saturday's game, he's contributed to 8 different goals. Whether he's assisted them directly, whether he's won the free kick, for example, whether he's delivered the corner, which has ended to the ball in the back of the net at the end of it. He has made a fantastic contribution to the club, and his ability on the pitch and on the training ground has certainly bred throughout the team. And I think that has been the key reason as to why we are pushing ourselves to where we are right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what a race it is in League One at the minute. We're talking about Peterborough and Pompey. Peterborough 4 wins on the bounce, Pompey 8 wins on the bounce, Rotherham going well, and then Wickham and Ipswich have stalled, but they're still up there. And then we've got Sunderland. I know you just beat them, but they're there or thereabouts. Unbelievable race in League One this year. Genuinely enjoying it more than any other league right now, Jake. It's Tranmere on the weekend, but now we're talking, can Portsmouth get to 9 wins all competitions? Can they get to 10? We know there's a little bit of pitch troubles at Tranmere, but, and this is no disrespect, this is a team that are in the relegation zone in League One. This is another great chance to get to 10. And then we're looking at, Jake, talking about going to double figures.
Yeah, well, it's exciting. And reading the stats from the newspaper talk throughout the week, we are currently enduring, or we're equaling a club record best of wins in a row, 8. Never have before Pompey reached 9 since their 1999-year status in the Football League.
Unbelievable.
So to reach that 9 figure would be a record-breaking amount of wins in a row for the club, which would be fantastic in its own right. Going to Tranmere, you mentioned the lingering at the bottom end of the table. They do actually boast, or rather not boast, the worst home record in the division. We're chasing our 9th win in a row. It really does set up, on paper, a win for Pompey. But, you look at League One and League Two, actually, you're kind of predicting a Tranmere win. This is kind of what happens. This is what you expect. And I think this is what we're all expecting. We're hoping for this complacency. We hope that we can remain level-headed and go into the game not expecting to win, but kind of go into the match but thinking we need to deal with this the same way we have been dealing with previous games, and we can't take it lightly. But yeah. But looking at the pitch that Tranmere do have, I think I'd take a point, because that is a, like you say, no disrespect, but that's a really poor pitch we have.
Yeah, it's a really poor pitch. But Jake, I can't wait now. You're saying could be the club record. Will they get there? Will they win on the weekend?
I think they will. I think they'll do it, and I think it'll be a great occasion for the club, for the fans. You know, we all know the history of the club. We all know that this is going to be a massive moment, not only for, you know, for history, but for the club and the season overall. You know, we mentioned previously in the show about in the semi-finals of the EFL Trophy, got a game against Arsenal at home in the FA Cup. But to break a record such as this, which has only been equaled by Kenny Jackett twice himself whilst at Pompey in the last two seasons, but the only other time it's been done is by Harry Redknapp in the same season we won promotion to the Premier League back in 2002-2003. It would be, a monumental achievement to smash that.
Yeah, absolutely, Jake. Always a pleasure to get you on and hear what you have to say about the team. It's a genuine segment of the show and a section that I look forward to having on. Jake Smith there, please check him out for all your Pompey content. But remember, there is still time to have your say on your team tonight. Tweet us at Lovesport Radio. Call us 0208 7020 558. We are back next with another special guest. Oh, it's got to be Portsmouth. Love Sport. You're listening to the Portsmouth Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we just heard from Jake Smith there and delighted to say, so glad to get him back on the show now, Jordan Cross from Portsmouth News. Jordan, really, really good to get you on the show. Someone I always enjoy chatting to and having your insight on the team. I'm reading your articles, even so that they made me register, Jordan. Apparently, I only get a few free articles a week. Now that's a sign up, mate. Who do I blame for that?
My wages for me. Yeah. It's the way of the media world nowadays. Needing the money size, the revenue, and finding ways to make a few quid and keep me in a job for another couple of years. Cheers for that.
Well, if that's it, absolutely. I'm more than happy to sign up. But it shows that I'm reading them. Jordan, really enjoy what you got to say about the team. But obviously, that window did come to a close. They didn't add to it. But you wrote a brilliant article on maybe why Kenny Jackett didn't feel like there was any additions out there for him that could strengthen the side.
Yeah, absolutely. It was interesting the way it unfolded. With a defender coming up on Thursday evening, I suppose it was, where that option emerged for Kenny. And on consideration, he decided not to pursue that move. And you can see why, really, because the squad is clocking along. We're about 25, 26 players now. Look at the squad at the weekend, the number of players who missed out even. Right? You know, not even talking about the subs bench here. We're talking about players left in the stand, and the likes of Gareth Evans, Ollie Hawke, Brett Pittman can't get anywhere near a game at the moment. Brandon Hounds drops. There were six established, you know, decent first team players that couldn't even get into that squad. So it's been a bit of a balancing act for Kenny, and with the way the defence has been performing of late as well. Obviously, three league clean sheets on the bounce for Alex Bass now. He doesn't want to really mess with the formula, and if it's not broke, you don't need to fix it. There's the memory of previous years, the January transfer window last year, when they felt that probably there was too many additions that came in, squad players that weren't ready to affect the first team in Kenny's view, and so he's opted to go with what he's got. He thinks he's got cover. I mean, the left side of centre half was always the area that he was looking at, possibly with the right back area until Ross McCrory was judged to be fit and available to come back over the second half of the season. But with the way it's going, Sean Raggett, Christian Burgess linking up well. The decision was made not to make an addition, and I can see why.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how can you add to it at the minute when it's going so well? It is 8 straight wins and obviously quite a big squad, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But also, just as important as signing players, Jordan, retaining your own brilliant crop. Portsmouth forward Ronan Curtis has signed a new three and a half year deal now. He'll stay at the club until 2023. And he's the top scorer this season. So brilliant that they're tying down the key men and looking towards the future.
Absolutely, and judging by the the response on Twitter to breaking the story. I got wind of it on Friday, and that story came put it out on Saturday, just ahead of the signing being confirmed on Sunday. But the delirium amongst supporters, off the back of this 8 wins on the bounce and the game on Saturday, and then the news of Ryan Curtis. I think we could be having a baby boom down here in Portsmouth, in 9 months' time. By the time, the fans are absolutely delighted, and you just have to look at some of the comments on Twitter about various lads and the time that their partners are going to be having off the back of that news at the weekend. So they were all delighted about that, and you can see why Ronan Curtis, 13 goals this season, but not just the goals, it's the assists that he's really stepped up with on the Sunderland game at the weekend. Both goals coming from Ronan's delivery again. He's a player in form, and he's going to be fundamental to the running and how things shape up. And it probably goes back to the point about the squad as well, because Ronan, I feel, he slightly ran out of steam last season, along with a number of players, and he's going to need a rest probably somewhere along the line, maybe in the EFL Trophy match or such like. But Ronan won't say that for a second. He'll want to play every week. Absolutely, a player in banging form at the moment, and fundamental to what's going to happen through the run. And as you say, off the back, perhaps maybe one of the fans, like the drama of deadline day, and would like to have seen another face coming. Slight disappointment from one or two, but the factor in the good business upon we did at the start of the month within that. That soon went out the window with the news of Ronan's Curtis's contract coming out the weekend, and certainly an upbeat mood from the Pompey punters.
Yeah, absolutely. Great that Ronan is staying around. Hopefully, he'll be playing his trade in the Championship next season, Jordan. Mm. But obviously, before we spoke on air tonight, Jordan, you mentioned the amount of games that Portsmouth are playing. I want to kind of touch upon that now because, me and Jake spoke about this last week, and he made his feelings very clear on what Klopp had to say, and, the team that they're putting out in the FA Cup tonight, playing Shrewsbury, and, teams in the Championship League One, they're playing every 3-4 days. They don't get a winter break. Portsmouth are going from strength to strength. And I think you got the actual number. And I mean, in the last two seasons, Jordan, Portsmouth have played an incredible amount of games.
As things stand, if Pompey was playing not another cup game from the ones they've already committed to, and said it didn't go to the playoffs, it'd be 121 games over the course of two seasons. This month alone, 8 games, probably 8 games in March at least as well. So it's going to be going Saturday, Tuesday, pretty much all the way through now. So that probably indicative of the number of fixes, not just this season, but last season, of all the players that got up to 50 plus games, the likes of Jamal Lowe and Matt Clark and Ronan himself getting up at around 50 games. I think in the games he's going to be playing, Ronan and Tom Nader would be the other one within the current corporate players. You're looking at, well over 100 games for these players across two seasons. So, they're probably thinking a bit rich when they hear about fatigue at a higher level when compared to the demands that they're being placed on these guys. And it's particularly important for, say, Ronan Curtis, because it's slightly different to Matt Clark playing 50 games last season, where a centre-half playing a very different role to what Jamal Lowe did last season. There's a lot of high-intensity running. Ronan Curtis falls under the same category. So it's something that Pompey has got to manage carefully. And just going back to what I said earlier, that's where the squad comes into it. So the six players left out of stand, but then Harness, Ellis Houston, Ross McCall, and Ben Close, Watmore obviously coming back into it now. Craig McGilfrey's been usurped by Alex Bass. He's and then Lee Brown, that was a bench at the weekend. So as Harry Redknapp used to say, you look at their bench, and that was his quote when testing the strength of a side. And in terms of League One football, Pompey's taken up very nicely on that front at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. 121 games. I mean, that is crazy. We're celebrating Christian Burgess playing 200 games. I mean, 120, that could have been reached in the last two seasons. I mean, reaching 100 games won't be a benchmark anymore, Jordan. But a couple of the players I do want to focus on, I'm a big fan of him. And you spoke about there, you've got players like Brett Pittman, Ollie Hawkins, and these aren't players who, like you said, on the subs bench, getting 10 minutes, 5 minutes, or not quite making it on in the game. They're not even in the match day squad. And it's a shame they're not in the match day squad, but it only highlights, really, the job that Portsmouth are doing at the minute and the strength in depth. But it's crazy, isn't it? You've got players of those ability, can't get a look in.
I know. Brett Pittman's a perplexing one to a lot of fans. I know they're looking for something behind the scenes on that one. Maybe some stuff will come out in the wash a bit further down the line, perhaps when he leaves and some of it. Quite rightly, probably fans were looking to perhaps Brett maybe being the one, Paul Downing the other one that's tied to a long contract and probably on a reasonable wage by League One standards moving in the window. But Brett will quite happily sit it out until the summer, because also he doesn't want to be seen to be agitating to leave. The goal record he's got stands up over the last decade, right up the top. So he feels he's got the Pompey legacy. But it does leave some fans scratching their head. But you have to look at perhaps the way Pompey are playing and the high intensity they're running at the moment. Lincoln really stood out the other Tuesday again. At the weekend, not just John Marcus. Marcus really, I'd like to see his stats at the moment, how they shape up. But the three lads in behind, does Brett Pittman really fit into that way of playing? I'm not quite sure. But he's certainly got his fans, and Pompey fans adore him for his quality. And yeah, I mean, there would be a lot of Pompey fans that would like to see Brett certainly on the bench, because he's a player that you could have coming on for 10 minutes who can make an impact. But as I say, plenty of competition there at the moment. And that's the challenge now for Kenny, really, because you've got to keep the harmony of the squad good. And if players are sort of nowhere near it, then they can start agitating. You've seen it at Portsmouth in years gone by. So the players have got to kind of not be going a number of games without getting minutes, because that can then affect morale. But as things stand for Kenny Jackett, it's not broke. He can not really change things at the moment, is he? So, he's getting it right all the time. The results are coming in.
Yeah, they certainly are. Long Matt continue. Jordan, obviously, Tranmere on the weekend. Jake said this could be a record winning 9 games in all competitions. The party, I think, will be long felt into the night. What is your score prediction and thoughts quickly on the contest, Jordan?
Well, yeah, it's not a bad place to go if they do get the record, because there's a good night out in Liverpool afterwards, isn't it? And I think that the pitch, everyone's focusing on the pitch, but I don't think Pompey need to be worried about that too much. I think there's every chance they can go and break the record. And for people that have been up against Kenny Jackett over the last couple of seasons, he's got to eight wins on the bounce twice, even before this run now. So he's equaled it on previous occasions. So for the Kenny 8, there's evidence of success there. So I'll just take a win by any result of the weekend. I'll edge it by the odd goal in a 2-1.
2-1. Jordan, always a pleasure to get you on. Really good to finally get you back on the show. Enjoy our chats and the insight you bring and the knowledge you have on the team. Jordan Cross there for Pompey News. Make sure you check him out, because like I said, his articles are so brilliant. You get to know so much more about your team. Then this is the show to have the say on your team. Very easy. Tweet us at Lovesport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Portsmouth, though, they go from strength to strength, because it is 8 wins in all competitions, looking to make it a record 9. It is going to be some end to the season.
This is Love Sport.